Next exit history, High Springs. Just east of the historic DeSoto Trail lies the scenic town of High Springs. The chroniclers of the Hernando de Soto expedition reported many Timucua Indian towns in this area in 1539. But in less than two centuries, Spanish colonialism, epidemic disease, and English military aggression caused the collapse of this prehistoric society. In the 18th century, the region became a crossroads for Seminole Indians and traders journeying between the St. John's and the Santa Fe rivers. It was also a haven for runaway slaves who sought shelter among other runaways in what were known as maroon communities and in Seminole villages. American settlers moved into the region beginning in the 1840s, calling it Santa Fe, and establishing farms on its rich soil, growing strawberries and citrus. After the Civil War, phosphate mining replaced agriculture as the most important local industry and dominated the economy of the region. Railroad tycoon Henry Plant recognized great value in these mineral deposits and in 1888 extended his railroad from Tampa to the area, building a roundhouse with a regional maintenance facility there. This event spurred local residents to incorporate the city of High Springs on November 24, 1888, the city's name deriving from the elevated natural springs used to feed water to the locomotive steam engines. After World War I, when the phosphate mines began to play out, the community returned to farming peanuts, cotton, and tobacco. With a superior rail system already in place, High Springs produce became known throughout the South. Today, High Springs Historic District, filled with historic buildings, antique shops, gift stores, bakeries, ice cream parlors, and restaurants, reminds visitors of a bygone era. The area's natural attractions include Olino State Park, which was created by the Civilian Conservation Corps during the Great Depression and is one of Florida's first state parks. During the last weekend in April, High Springs holds its Pioneer Days Festival, celebrating the town's pioneer heritage and featuring crafts and reenactments. Whatever your destination, a trip to High Springs will put you in touch with one of Florida's most memorable communities. This podcast made possible through a grant from the Florida Humanities Council.